This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
High noon in the District of Columbia, and time to go to the Windy City, Chicago, Illinois. Talk to Brad Biggs. Brad, what's up, man? Thanks for making time for us.
What's going on, boys?
We're doing well. Now, I know you wanted to talk a little Caps hockey, so we'll do it
we'll
right
get
off
there.
The top.
We'll get there eventually.
Oh, you want to get there. All right. Brad, let's talk about aggressive...
What about the Nationals? Oof. I was just down in Nationals camp last weekend, guys.
Were you really?
I told you he's a big Washington fan.
Did you like
man.
What you saw?
I'll tell you what. I was in the front row when James Wood hit that ball over the berm in left field, opposite field, just murdered it. I think he's looks fantastic this spring. Dylan Cruz looked really good. I am optimistic about the direction things are going for the Nationals.
I love to hear that. Now, besides being our Nationals correspondent, Brad Biggs also covers the Bears for the Chicago Tribune. You can give him a follow at Brad Biggs, but he's a DMV native. Do I remember right? I want to say Herndon. I know it's Northern Virginia.
No. Jeb Stuart High School.
That has definitely been renamed. I don't know what it is now, but I bet it's not that anymore.
Well, I got a letter jacket somewhere buried in some closet, and it says Stewart on it. So
there you go.
I don't know what to tell you.
Falls Church.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, so let's talk about the Bears. It's been an aggressive free agency in Chicago and trades as well. Clearly, they're trying to rebuild an offensive line for Caleb Williams. How do you feel these moves have gone so far?
Well, you know, they wanted to have a better pocket, right? They believe in kind of having a firm pocket, giving that quarterback an opportunity to step up in the pocket and avoid some of the heat coming from the edges. And boy, they've done that. You talk about trading for Joe Tooney, who's got 4 Super Bowl rings, more than most any man walking the planet these days. Jonah Jackson will start for him, who played for the new head coach Ben Johnson previously in Detroit, had a kind of a disastrous season this past year for the Rams after being one of the prizes in free agency at this time a year ago, and then signing Drew Dahlman, who was clearly the top center on the market from the Falcons in free agency. So they're going to be brand new from guard to guard, and it remains to be seen what the left tackle plan will be. And certainly the Commanders did a great job of being able to trade for Laremy Tunsil and getting a guy that's still at the top of his game to protect for Jaden Daniels. But, you know, that's something that potentially the Bears could address via the draft with the 10th overall pick.
Brett, a lot of it, people talk about how Caleb liked to ad-lib a lot. And you can see in games last year, He'll drop back. That will be a pocket, but he starts to scramble. How much of that can Ben Johnson get out of him so he can help if they form a pocket there for him?
Yeah, I think they've got to work together on that. Like, and you got a lot of stuff's going to go into that. Number one, the protection. So if the quarterback feels more comfortable with the consistency of what he's going to get out of his offensive line, he's going to be more inclined to trust the play, to hang in there. Johnson, it was a timing and rhythm-based passing offense in Detroit with Jared Goff. And he can't drop the same offense in here with the Bears roster. You don't have the same players. But I think some of the basic principles that you have, you can attempt to apply. And so they're going to hope that Caleb can play at a higher level within the structure of the offense and more consistently, while also using those special abilities he has for second reaction plays when he leaves the pocket, when protection breaks down, to make the big play. That now you can't make a living doing that in the National Football League, but boy, that you guys saw it with Jaden. You guys have seen it before. I mean, those can be backbreaking plays for the defense when the rush is there, the quarterback is able to avoid it, the coverage downfield can't hold up, and all of a sudden what started looking like a great play for the defense turns into an 18-yard gain, into a 30-yard gain, absolute backbreakers. So they just need him to be more consistent down to down, and by improving the offensive line, they feel like they've taken a step in that direction.
Yeah, for sure. It's really going to be interesting to see how Caleb progresses. We're talking with Brad Biggs from the Chicago Tribune, covers the Chicago Bears, here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. With Caleb, last year I think is better than a lot of folks realized, but the ugly stuff was certainly ugly. How is the vibe different now with Ben Johnson there? Finally an offensive coach to try to help a young quarterback get developed. Just how different does it seem?
I think that if you talk to the fan base, they're really enthusiastic. You know, that Lions offense wasn't a flash in the pan last season. Like, that has been an electric offense for, two and a half, three seasons now?
Yeah.
In terms of production, I'm talking about touchdowns, yardage, first down, like, and doing it every which way, running the ball, throwing it. Creativity. So I think it's brought some energy to the fan base. I know it's brought some energy to the locker room, and they've got to close some ground. Like, you look at the rookie quarterbacks last year, and Jaden Daniels was head and shoulders above the other players in that class. You don't define a career trajectory with a rookie season, right? When you're drafting a quarterback that high, I think you're looking at a 5-6 year window to start with. What does he look like then? How has he led his team? What kind of success has the team had? What's the postseason picture look like for the team over an extended period of time? And so Caleb's got some ground to close. They feel like they got the hottest coach in this hiring cycle, and no question the Commanders did a phenomenal job in hiring Dan Quinn and the staff he assembled a year ago, and the Bears are hoping that they're not too far behind with what Ben Johnson's going to be able to bring to the organization.
What's that main thing there? One thing you think Ben will bring to the organization that can help them out that the previous coach didn't have?
Maybe accountability and kind of toughness with the players. Ben Johnson, and talking to people in his background, and I've spent an inordinate amount of time doing that in January and the beginning of February, like, he's got some real toughness to him. And I think that might be a good thing for Caleb and you know, a lot of other players in that locker room. And he can be very demanding, but people say he's also, you know, has the ability to show empathy. And so he's going to support them and push them. And that's what they need, because it was probably, I'm not trying to make it sound like it was in good shape a year ago, but their roster was better than a 5-12 team. Like, they shouldn't have lost 10 games in a row. So that's hard to do in the NFL. Like, yeah. You talk about how difficult it is to go on a 10-game winning streak, and it's extremely difficult to do that, right? It's similarly hard to lose that many weeks in a row in the National Football League, and they pulled it off. Longest losing streak in franchise history. Wow. And you know, he's here now to instill, I think, some accountability in that locker room from the top down.
Well, it's crazy, because how much I don't know enough about the Bears organization, right? But I just know, as an outsider looking in, they've had this consistent pattern of coach gets hired, then a GM gets hired, so those two aren't on the same wavelength. Then they draft a quarterback, then the coach gets blown out, then eventually the GM gets blown out.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The biggest difference in Washington last year is that for the first time, I mean, honestly, since Jack Kent Cook owned the team, you had complete organizational alignment from owner to GM to coach to selecting a quarterback, and then everybody pushing in the same direction. That, to me, has been absent in Chicago.
Huge. No question. Like, they've done things out of order.
Right.
You know, they've picked the wrong quarterback forever. Forever.
Right.
I mean, it's laughable. The Chicago Bears invented the forward pass in the 1930s. Okay. And so they were evolutionary in the game of professional football, and they sort of stopped after Sid Luckman hung up the cleats in 1950 or whatever it was. And that was a long time ago. So they need to be a heck of a lot better. Ben Johnson's got a lot of challenges ahead of him. He hasn't been here long enough to even understand all of the challenges that he's going to face as a first-time head coach. Guys, their schedule's really tough this year, especially with some of these road games they'll be at Washington. They're at Philly. I think they're at Baltimore. They drew the NFC East and the AFC North, so it's going to be a gauntlet for them. But they've got energy now. They've got some solid draft capital. I mentioned earlier they're picking 10th. Then they pick again at 39 and 41. So you talk about having three selections in the first 1.5 rounds, and they've got an opportunity to bring in some more young talent that ought to be able to help them out sooner rather than later if they get the right guys.
Yeah, you see the maturity that's going to be needed from Caleb coming into him, because you can see sometimes he get a little frustrated. But I think any rookie gets frustrated, but at a quarterback position, you got to be a little different.
Yeah, I think that's an unknown for this year. Like, it's going to take a lot of work. Yeah. And, maybe more than he was accustomed to during his rookie season. So how does he handle the challenges that are going to be in front of him? Like, it's not a show up at 6:30 in the morning and leave at 5 p.m. Like, you got to be doing some film work on your own at home. Probably you got to be you got to get dialed in. You got to have a mastery of what they want to do offensively, so you can build off the basics. Like, you know, they're not going to throw everything at them in the first 3 months. Right. And I think that's one of the errors they admitted to making last year, is they kind of went over some stuff with Caleb. Maybe they didn't have everything down like they needed to be. And I'm not saying that he struggled learning or anything of that nature, but they just kind of moved along before they probably should have in a lot of areas. And so that created some challenges for him in a rookie season that had some ups and downs. You know, he did a really nice job of protecting the football. I was extremely impressed by his toughness and durability, you know, to take a league high 68 sacks and not miss any time and not complain about it. Like, team first guy. So I'm interested to see what year two looks like. Because, like I said earlier, he's got some ground he needs to gain, so it doesn't look obtuse in the near future. Like, hey, can you believe what Washington was able to get with the second pick and what the Bears ended up getting with the first pick? Like, Caleb needs to close the gap here.
Talking with our friend Brad Biggs here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the best HVAC products in the DMV. One thing that's been really hard to kind of pencil in is how much of a difference that O-line's going to make. They clearly invested heavy there. Do you think – you mentioned kind of the stuff with Jonah. I always have pause when Andy Reid is trading away a veteran player.
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious kind of if you think that's the right fix. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, like, I had a buddy of mine reach out shortly after those two moves went down, and he's like, you know, can you believe this? Is this going to work? And I said, well, so what are the parlay odds on the Bears outfoxing the Rams front office and the Chiefs front office on consecutive days? Like those are long odds, right? I mean, the Rams have done things pretty well under Les Snead and Sean McVay. And you know what the Rams are probably better at than almost any team in the league, guys? When they make a mistake, they just say, okay, no problem. They move on.
Yeah.
They move on. They're like, yep, we brought this guy in. It didn't work, and we're moving on. And to your point with the Chiefs, you know, Trey Smith would have been he would have been the highest paid guy in free agency, and he made it to the market, the guard for the Chiefs, and they decided to keep him and invest in him, and with the tight cap space that made Tooney available. I believe Tooney's still playing at a very high level, certainly as a pass protector. As much football as he's played, maybe he's not quite the same now going into year 10 as he was earlier in his career as a run blocker, but I still think he's playing at a very high level. I think he'll be really good for their locker room because of his experiences. I mean, this is a guy who's he's played for two quarterbacks. He's played for Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. Jonah Jackson, if you like the hire of Ben Johnson as a Bears coach, you give him the benefit of the doubt. Like, he is going to be able to tell the front office, this is what Jonah's going to bring on the field, and this is what he's going to be in the locker room. Like, because they were with the Lions for such a long period of time. Like, last year was the only year Jackson played for the L.A. Rams. Previously was with the Lions. So I give the coach the benefit of the doubt there. I think Tooney's still at a high level, but they're sort of short-term fixes, right? And they're expensive fixes, but they were badly needed. Like, the Bears were completely inadequate from guard to guard this past season, and that's no way to indoctrinate a rookie quarterback into the National Football League.
All right, Brad, last one from me. B might have more. Talking with our friend Brad Biggs, covers the Bears, D.C. native. I don't want to put you on the spot, but we've all made our guess. What game, when do you think Ovi breaks Gretzky's record?
That was going to be my question.
Oh, man. Is tonight a possibility against the Kings?
He'd have to score nine.
He got to score nine of the night.
I'll be honest. When the season started, I looked at the roster, and I'm like, you know what, if Ovechkin scores every night, I'm good with whatever the record is. And then as you saw how they played and kind of responded to the coach, like, holy, I might be able to have my cake and eat it here, right? like Ovi's scoring, and they're just winning. Like, it is, it's been kind of magical. But for him to be able to lock it up before the end of the season, I think would be great, because then it's a non-story then when the playoffs start, right? Like, you don't talk about him ending up two goals shy or a goal shy or anything like that. It's just so remarkable. And I'll tell you what, I know locally people understand it and talk about it, but nationally, like, you look at the lockout season, you look at COVID, and you consider how many games in his prime that he missed and didn't have an opportunity to play, and realize where the number would be at if those situations wouldn't have popped up. And it's even more impressive.
Well, dude, I also think with the Ovi chase garnering the attention, right? Meanwhile, the Caps are just a buzzsaw.
Yeah, they scored seven every night.
They're a wagon.
I think it in years past where they've had all of this kind of pressure of being the one seed in the East. Maybe they win President's Cup. We'll see what happens with Winnipeg. But, like, all of this pressure isn't there right now because everybody's focused on Ovi getting the goals. Yeah. I think that could be powerful going into the playoffs.
Right. And they've got, I don't know. I mean, you guys have got listeners that are way more educated about the game than I am. But it seems like they've got all these young guys that are in the pipeline now, too, which is just I mean, it's really kind of amazing. So hopefully the Nats get off to a decent start and they're entertaining, and you see some young guys step forward and you watch the Caps go into the playoffs. It could be an entertaining spring, because, guys, the Bullets have stunk since I was like in seventh grade, and I haven't been able to follow the NBA since.
And not some bad news for the Wiz Kids just emerged right now. Bilal Coulibaly done for the season. He took a really tough fall the other night. They said it was a hamstring thing. He's out 4 to 6 weeks. That season doesn't have that much more time.
I mean, there's no chance they win the lottery, right? I mean, they've been cursed forever.
The only reason they have the most ping pong balls.
Yeah,
but you know, as Kornheiser always used to write, curse of Le Boulay. So we'll see what happens, man. But there's good stuff. Commanders, Caps. A lot of good college hoops right now. The DMV is alive and well. Brad, we missed you.
All right, Brett.
All right, guys. You have a great day. Thanks for having me on today.
All right, thanks for coming on, man.
Take care.
Brad Biggs, give him a follow at Brad Biggs on social. Does a hell of a job covering the Bears, and I love that he's still just a DMV fan.
He's a nut by DMV Sports.
Speaking of DMV Sports, I got Commanders news for you. O-line. Don't go anywhere.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.